Hey guys, it's Wombat and Shipwreck here. We are sitting in the hotel lobby, but we figured we'd do a quick debriefing of what we saw at the Disney booth yesterday. So, since Wombat's the big Disney fan with his Mickey Mouse watch and everything.
Just jealous because it's awesome.
I'll let him... He tried out Epic Mickey, so... Thoughts?
I really want to love Epic Mickey, but I, you know, and I've complained about this too many times, I have too much trouble trying to point and aim with my right arm with to spray paint on things. Not that it was awful. Also, the camera is kind of hard. I mean, because you're not controlling the camera with an analog stick, they have it assigned to the D-pad. And for a 3D platformer, it's kind of annoying.
I've played games like that on the Wii before, and it didn't really... It's not that bad, because, like, Mushroom Man, I think, was that way as well. And this is very much a standard, like, 3D platformer slash 2D platformer. I mean, if you're going to like that kind of thing, and you like Mickey Mouse, the graphics are kind of cool. Like, how the paint's dripping off of him constantly and everything.
I would like to see a little more shine in the graphics. I know
you're not going
to
see that on the Wii.
I think the Wii can do it. I'm not asking for anything the Wii can't do. I just think it needs a little more shine in the graphics.
I think it actually needs a little bit more shine in the animation too. Like you were playing the Steamboat Willie level, and he was like on the cow, but his feet weren't on the cow. He was just kind of like standing on top of it, and his feet were flat, but the cow was round. But I don't know if they'll fix that or not.
They probably not. Is it a good game? It'll probably be a very good game. Will it be a great game? I'm not so sure about.
Fair enough. Next up, we saw Tron Evolution, I think is what the video game is called.
It's the Tron game?
Yeah, the new Tron game. And we tried out mainly the light cycle stuff. I thought it looked all right. It needs more of a sense of speed. Like, you're going through an area where everything was de-rezzing, and you were kind of having to jump off this highway and everything and kind of dodge stuff. But thoughts?
This is where we disagree. I think it looked like a PlayStation 2 game. There was no sense of speed on the light cycles at all. And the third person felt like not Prince of Persia.
Yeah, the third person platforming slash combat stuff needs... you're like running on walls and jumping over stuff. But it needs more frame rate or more animations. Like it just felt jerky a little bit.
It feels like a movie license game. It feels like what it is, and that does, you know, I don't know when the game comes out. Maybe they'll fix a lot of these things in time, but for right now I'm not looking forward to it.
I'll play it, but it's not like high on my list. But as a Tron fan, it looks like it's gonna scratch a little bit of that Tron itch. I mean, whatever, if you're really into the license. One thing we can agree on is Guilty Party, which is a Wii game.
I really liked Guilty Party. I like Guilty Party a lot. This is, you know, a Wii game that I would actually go out as of right now. If you ask me what Wii game I would buy this year, it would probably be Guilty Party. I really like the idea. It mixes mini games and Carmen Sandiego and a little bit of Clue.
Yeah, a little bit of Clue. It's I mean, mini games have a bad tone to them generally, but if you do them right and put them in an interesting environment, I think they're still fun.
And I really like the graphic style. It has a really nice look to it. This game has the shine that Epic Mickey should have.
I agree with that. It still has a very Wii feel, but the graphics look nice. But so that was our Disney coverage. We will talk to you guys later.
Bye.